Thank you. Wow. What a voice, and how true. Jesus, we love you more than anything. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here today. Rise Up, episode number 542. Now, wouldn't you know it, right as we were coming on today, I had a complete technical breakdown of all of my monitors in front of me. So I had two choices. Fly blind, which I know I'm live because I do have another monitor over here to my left. So I was either fly blind and rely on God and the Holy Spirit, or shut the show down and start over. I decided to fly blind. So ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to Rise Up. Very, very excited to have you here. Look at this beautiful background, huh? Logan said, hey, Jeremy, this worship song is good. It sure is. And you know, I said something during the chat. I said, just saying his name that way. Jesus, I love you. Jesus. Just saying his name brings comfort and warmth and joy to my soul. Jesus, I love you. And today, we're going to be talking about protected prayers, or prayers are protected. And I am really, really asking, because I don't think we get it much anymore. I am asking for everyone to share the video. Now, if you don't have a share button, it's very simple. All you have to do is copy the link, whether you're on your phone or your computer, your laptop or your iPad or whatever, just copy the link and share the video. And if you're watching on TV, grab your phone, share the video. I know it's an extra step, but if we're to share anything on this network, it should be the gospel. Amen? All right. Let's get into talking about what today's show is going to be about. Then we'll get into prayer. Then we'll get moving. Rise Up, episode 542. Already. Trump. There you go. Today, not Trump. You can tell it's on my mind. Today, we'll be discussing how your prayers are protected. It is said that Satan cannot read our minds or hear our souls. But can hear our words. Many people pray in silent because of this. Well, let's talk about it today. So feel free to invite others to join in. Feel free to share. Let's take this time to share the gospel, not gossip. And Singin's Harry said, shout out to you, Jeremy. You're awesome, just in case no one told you. Well, I appreciate it. God told me I was awesome, but I'll take that compliment too. Does sharing only go out to followers? I only have a couple. I don't mean sharing on Rumble. I mean sharing from Rumble to your other social media platforms. Not sharing on Rumble. Taking the link and sharing it, or quick sharing it to Facebook, X, Getter, Gab, Truth, places like that. That will help us tremendously. So, let's talk about protected prayers after we give one of our own. Lord and Heavenly Father, how grateful we are to be able to have a one-on-one direct line through prayer right to you. Nobody can take that from us. But there's a lot of Christians who fear praying out loud so that the devil cannot hear the prayers and try to intercede, intercept, or bring any kind of calamity or injury to those prayers. We're going to dive deep today, Lord, in the Word, in your Word, to find out exactly how, when, where, why you want us to pray, and what we should understand by both praying out loud and by praying silently. We want to thank you for this message today. We want to thank you for grace and mercy and the glory of heaven in our lives. And we want to thank you for allowing us and trusting us to share your message and your word every single day right here on LFA TV. God bless everybody watching and listening. And we pray that this message goes far and wide and hits home today. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you post this on Telegram, please? Thought I had. Let's find out. I may not have. And that's okay. I'll do that right now. I'll share it to Telegram right now. Boom. I'll share it to Facebook right now. It's this easy. And I will also share to True Social right now. Boom. Done. That quick, that simple, and all of us can pitch in, right? Let's get into it here. I got some notes and I got some things to read, but if we have a question, like sometimes the show will be like something that I am personally experiencing with Jesus and I kind of want to bring it to you. I want to talk to you about it, right? Slyans said, that's why it's so important to receive the Holy Spirit and pray in tongues. God made a safe way to pray. I actually believe you're not correct on that. You're right that God did make a safe way to pray, but it's not specific or answering to speaking in tongues. Okay? Speaking in tongues is just another gift that God gives to certain people. It really has nothing to do with protecting your prayers or having a safe place or safe way to pray. Now, like I was saying, whenever we have a serious question about something, we don't assume, we don't speculate, we go to the Bible. We find out in the Bible what the answer is or what the guidance is that God is trying to give us on a certain topic. And the word I was looking for, I'm sorry there, Slyans, was canon to. Praying in tongues is not canon to praying in safety or vice versa. It can be, but not everybody will be given that gift. I don't have that gift. Most Christians don't have that gift. That's not saying that those who have been gifted that ability are better Christians than those who haven't. And you're right. God did make a way for our prayers to be protected. And we're going to talk about that today by digging into the Bible to see what the Bible says. Okay? Good morning, Race Mom. Good morning, CQ. Good morning, TD Hodges. Good morning, my sister Crystal. Love her. Good morning, Barbara. God bless. Says, please pray for me. I suffered from a long night. Couldn't sleep. Super bad nightmares. Good morning to Rick Castle. Good morning to 58 Dirt Ride, who said, Jeremy, Jesus has gifted you with the amazing gift of sharing the word of Jesus. Thank you for all you do. Surely is does feel like a gift. It surely does. Sue, you're amazing as well. And one more here. Let's give it to C. Cappy. Good morning. Okay. I want to start out today, not by going to a verse specifically anyway, and not by going to my notes, but by going to this book, the Bible Promise Book for Mornings and Evenings. Now, when I get here in the morning to the studio, before I pick up any of these devotional or testimonial books that we read from, before I do any of that, I pray on a message that God wants me to learn, and I pray on a message that God wants me to share. Once I do that, and once I find a verse or verses that God directs me to touch on, talk about, pluck from, dive deep into, then I go over to the shelf over here, and I grab these books. I don't know what it's going to say on these pages before I open up to the date that it is. Crystal, it's my pleasure. I opened up today to today's date, and do you know what the title of today's message is for this date? Prayer. Now, I didn't know that. This is all relying on the Holy Spirit. Rise Up is a total reliance on the Holy Spirit to walk you through my journey with Jesus that he wants me to be on and learn from and experience every day. So when I opened up the page, it said prayer. And I had already picked the title, Prayers Are Protected. So let's see what it says. I haven't even read this yet. I want to thank you to Kong for the $20 donation. Says, good morning. Having a neck procedure this morning. I was hoping I can help bless someone's morning with a small donation and be used where needed. Sorry for being AWOL. No sorry needed. We love you. God bless you. We're always here when you come back. And I want to thank you because we need to make sure we make a salary for producer Eli, which we've been pretty low on lately. So we appreciate that, and we'll put it towards that. All right. Lamentations 3, 1, 7, 8, and 21, 22. And it kind of puts them all together here. Talking about prayer. I am the one who has seen the afflictions that come from the rod of the Lord's anger. He has walked me in, and I cannot escape. He has bound me in heavy chains, and though I cry and shout, he has shut out my prayers. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. Isaiah 65, 24. I will answer their prayers before they finish praying. Now, it doesn't say anything about if they do it in silence. God alone knows what we need before we even ask out loud or in silence. He even knows what we need before we know what we need. Life may take us by surprise, but never the Lord God who knows the end from the beginning. He knows what's behind, what's ahead, and what's now. And he will hear your prayers. And I would assume that what I'm about to say is shared by many. But when I first became a Christian, the last thing that you would catch me doing is praying out loud in a public place. Why is that? Why would I or anyone else be afraid? And I would love to hear from my sister right now, because she's new to the journey. Have you prayed out loud in a public place yet that's not church? Out to eat, at a restaurant, at a school board meeting, at a city council meeting, at work? And if you haven't, my question would be, why not? Now, there are many Christians who believe that since the devil can only hear your words and not your mind, your thoughts, or your heart, or your soul, that speaking and praying out loud will cause him to intercept, intercede, throw it wild, or just sabotage it somehow. There are people who believe that. So they will only pray in silence. And the question here today, before we really get started, is this. Is praying in your mind so that the devil won't hear your prayers a good strategy? That's number one. And the second question is it right or is it wrong to pray silently and keep your prayers to yourself? So the first question is praying in your mind and in silent a good strategy? Second question is it right or is it wrong? And we're going to answer those questions today. But before we do, I want to go back to this. Crystal says, at a restaurant I was so proud of myself. But in the beginning, I didn't because of what people would think of years after me not believing. There you go. I remember praying for the first time in a restaurant before I ate and praying out loud. And I remember being afraid. I remember being embarrassed. I remember being skeptical. All the things that are not of God, I remember being. Here's one that's really going to get you. And I know that most of you will know what I mean when I say this. Now, most of you have probably overcome this, but you'll know what I mean for people who feel this way. Have you ever noticed how hard it is to pray out loud with your spouse? It's very easy to pray in silence with your spouse. But why is it so hard to pray out loud with just you and your spouse together in a room, making time for God? You ever notice that that feels a little weird? Have you ever felt a little odd or a little reluctant to do that? And the question is, why? This person is supposed to know you better than anybody on earth. This person is supposedly the person that you trust the most. So, it isn't have you ever or have you experienced so much as it is why do you experience that? What is the reason that we feel embarrassed or reluctant or scared or weird or odd or just whatever about praying with your spouse alone out loud? Well, let's dive deep into all of this. We have three questions to answer. Is it a good strategy to pray silently only? Is it right or wrong? And why is it so weird to pray with your spouse or your loved one out loud together? Let's get into this. Many people believe that praying in silence prevents the enemy from hearing our prayers. Does that really make sense? Let's see what the Bible says. And again, since I don't have screens up in front of me, you might catch me looking over to this side because I have a smaller screen over here that I can kind of look deep in on, okay? In Matthew 6, Jesus teaches us that when we pray, the Father sees us in secret. In Matthew 6, it explains that. Help me share the video. Help us get over 1,000 viewers, folks. That's our goal. Let's move it forward. We used to have 1,600 people looking for the word. We got to reach out to them. We got to let them know Jesus is calling them back. Okay? And I see a lot of new names in here today. And I want to say thank you for joining in on this very important topic. In Matthew 6, Jesus teaches us that when we pray, that God the Father sees us in secret. What he doesn't say is, when you pray in silence, God sees you in secret. And what he doesn't say is, when you pray out loud, God sees you in secret. What he says is, the Father sees our prayers in secret, sees us in secret. If he sees us in secret, that means that nobody else has access to this intimate moment with your Creator. No matter if they can hear you or whether they can't hear you. When he sees us in secret, nobody else has access to that intimate time and that intimate moment with your Creator. That's definitely something that Jesus says. Not even the devil, who has been given so much power here on earth, has access to that intimate moment that God sees in secret. Very important to know. That's in Matthew 6. Moreover, in Hebrews 10, we learn that through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, that means the 39 lashes carrying the 300-pound cross, intestines showing, rib cage showing, back ripped open to the nerves were scraping on the cross as he brought himself up to take a breath, to breathe from the asphyxiation of hanging on the cross. In Hebrews 10, we learn that the sacrifice of what Jesus did there, that we have been given direct access to the most holy place. A place that you and I could never go to without the blood of Jesus being spilt. It doesn't matter if you're the greatest missionary on earth. It doesn't matter if you only have 10 sins that you can remember. It doesn't matter if you have been responsible for planting the seed in billions of people to come to Christ. You cannot enter the holiest of holy places without the blood of Jesus. And what he did on the cross granted us access to the holiest of holy places, where only those cured by the blood of Christ can enter. Period. Full stop. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no way around it. The place of prayer is holy and inaccessible to the enemy. Satan has been banned from heaven. Those angels that walked with him, fought with him, whatever, they can't return. The holiest of holy places is inaccessible to them, but accessible to you through the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you know what it never says in Hebrews or Matthew or Acts or anywhere else where you see people praying? It never says anything about whether you can or can't, or whether it's a good or bad strategy to do one or the other. Prayer is prayer. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, you have access to the holiest of holy places that the devil and his minions do not have access to. Their card is denied. Therefore, there is nothing wrong with praying in your mind. But it should not be done out of fear that the enemy might hear and intercede or intercept. So if you are praying in silent, then don't do it for any other reason other than that you want that emotional state, that intimate moment to be between you and God, and there's no reason for anybody else to hear it. There are places where there is a good reason for others to hear it, because God wants us to show the nine fruits of the Spirit through our works. He wants us to be ambassadors for His word. He wants us. He created us in His image, didn't He? So yes, He does want us to boldly profess the name of God out loud in front of people. And there are also many passages in the Bible of people doing this. So if you're going to pray in silence, then do not do it out of fear that the devil or his demons may hear. Do not do it out of fear that somebody sitting at the table next to you, somebody standing on the subway next to you, somebody sitting on the plane right next to you is going to hear it. Do not do it out of the fear that that person that might hear it might laugh at you, might ridicule you, might make fun of you, might point at you, might sneer or snicker at you. None of that should even be on your mind. Ever. So, pray with confidence. Whether out loud or whether in silence, knowing that your words, regardless of if others hear them, if the devil hears them, if demons hear them, pray with confidence, knowing that your words are always protected by the power of God. You have an armor of God on. That means your words and your intimate time with Jesus and God and your prayers to Him are always protected. The devil can't stop them. He can't reverse them. He can't redirect them. He can't destroy them. He can't do anything that you don't allow Him to do. And let me tell you this, if you are praying in silence because you are afraid that the devil has some kind of power over your intimate words with God, more than likely, there will be some kind of interception. More than likely, there will be some kind of redirection, not in reality, but based on your perception, what he makes you see, what he makes you feel, actually what you allow him to make you see and what you allow him to make you hear. I went through one of the worst moments of my life last Friday that I can remember. And I've been locked up in some dark places. And I did not allow the devil to take me down. Covey says, I don't care if anyone hears. You never know. Might be something that someone needs to hear. And that's my point. That's why there's moments when God wants us to pray out loud. He wants others to see our bold courage in His name. That is a seed planter right there. The devil uses other people to intimidate. Like I said, fear of them laughing, ridiculing, making fun of you, making snide comments. And there is only one time that I can remember in the Bible where Jesus says something negative about praying out loud in public. Does anybody want to humor me for a minute and see if you can come up with what it is? There's only one time. Or for one reason, I should say, where God says, or scolds people for praying out loud in public. Let's see if the LFA family is on the same page as I'm on here. Let's see. I'll take a drink of my coffee while you guys chat amongst yourselves. I know that the chat has a minute to catch up to me. But you guys are very well-versed. Some of you are far more well-versed than I am in the Bible. Doing it in front of others for show. When you're praying for efforts to get attention. That right there. And who did he direct that to? Mostly in the Bible, my mind goes to the Pharisees. Liberty girl, don't pray like the Pharisees. Boom. In order to be like, look at me, I'm praying to God. That's what he doesn't like. Whether you're doing it in silence or out loud, if you're doing it for attention, that's what he says. Not happening. So if you're doing it for that reason, of course it's not going to be an intimate moment. So the Pharisees and the Sadducees are the reason that God would say, no, don't do that. I'm going to pop up the verse of the day today. Again, sorry I have to look over here, but all of my monitors are out. Happened right as we got on. Verse of the day today is going to come from John 17, 1 is where we're going to start. John 17, 1. Okay? Going back to the Bible to see what the Bible says about this. Praying out loud or in silence or just prayer period. And it says this. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said. So this means, folks, that Jesus spoke. Because it said, he said. That means he spoke. That means he's praying out loud. That means that he has no fear that the devil is going to intercede in any way, shape, or form. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom have given him, you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. Right there, another statement that Jesus was here before the world existed, right? I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Now, this is him speaking. It's quoting. Yours they were, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me. And they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Folks, Jesus is literally praying out loud to the Father while saying, I'm praying for them, not the world, which could mean he's doing it as he speaks, which means he is doing it in that moment, which means he's been doing it before, after, in the world, currently. So here is the answer to the question. Is it right or is it wrong to pray in silence? It is right to pray in silence. It is right to pray out loud. It is right to pray in solitude. And it is right to pray in public. Jesus told the disciples how to pray, what to say when they pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Right? We do it every day. He told them how to pray. But God also says, pray without ceasing. You can't always be out loud. And you shouldn't always be silent. Pray without ceasing all the time. So it's wrong only to pray for the wrong reasons, for attention or for others to see how close you are to God. That's the only wrong way to pray, or to pray to false gods, or to pray through somebody that is not Jesus, like venerating Mary, or praying through a priest or a Catholic priest. Pray without ceasing through Jesus to God only. And if you do that, there is no wrong. Is it a good strategy to pray in silent? Again, it depends on what you are trying to achieve with your prayers. If you intend that intimate moment to be shared so that other people can see you boldly professing your love for God and giving him the glory for the meal that you're about to eat, is it a good strategy to do it in silent? If your goal is to have others see your love for God, not for you and for attention for you, but only for God, no, it's a good strategy to be out loud. So it just depends. But it's always right to pray to God whenever you want, whether out loud or silent. Strategy comes down to what you're trying to achieve with your prayers. And if you want it to be just between you and God, or if you want others in the fold. And the last question here is, why is it so hard to pray out loud in front of, or with, I should say, your spouse? Because it's the outside of your union with Jesus Christ, your marriage is the most sacred thing under God that there is. And the devil works overtime to destroy your union with your wife, because it is representative of your union with Christ. And if he can't separate you from Christ, the first thing he's going to do is go to try to separate you from your wife or your husband. If he's successful at doing that, he's one step closer than severing that tie that you have or that connection with Jesus. Your marriage is going to be the number one thing under attack all the time. All the time. Somebody said, I'm confused about, should we be praying with the rosary? No, it's just another idol. It's like a stone, or it's like tarot cards, or it's like anything else. You do not need those to pray. You don't need them. You don't need Mary. You don't need a statue of her. You don't need to venerate her. You don't need beads. You don't need rocks and stones. You don't need tarot cards. You don't need magic. You don't need special scrolls. You don't need any of that stuff. All you need is a connection with God through Jesus. That's it. So here's your homework for tonight. Make some time to pray with your spouse out loud tonight. If you still have a spouse, or if you have a spouse. And if you don't have one, make time to do it with a loved one. If you can. Try to make some time this evening to pray out loud with your loved one and breathe life into your relationship, your home, your finances, your health. and let God sort out the pieces. I saw a verse this morning that really caught my eye. And that's this. Numbers 13:18. It is our next verse for memory. Sorry I didn't bring it up yesterday. Numbers 13:18. Victory often lies in your ability to see hope where others see hopelessness. Let me say that one more time. Numbers 13:18. Victory often lies in your ability to see hope where others see hopelessness. That is our verse of the week. That is our memorized verse of the week. Numbers 13:18. Memorize it. Because there is no losing if Jesus already won. If you find yourself losing in the flesh here on earth, trust me, folks, when I tell you that it's all a matter of perspective. Whether you lose a loved one, whether you lose a job, whether you lose a home, whether you go homeless, victory is the ability to see hope where others see hopelessness. Numbers 13:18. Everything is about perception. And if your perception is that Jesus has already won, that there's no battle for you to fight without him, then you will never, ever be hopeless. You will always be hopeful. Numbers 13:18. And if I could pass on any advice or wisdom or knowledge, it would be that verse. Jeremy Henry V got muted. Could you unban him, please? He is 16 and Viscap's son and a misunderstanding. Let me take a picture of that so I can remember that. But if he got muted, he definitely did something wrong. But that's okay because we have forgiveness here. Boom. There you go. Tell him to mind his P's and Q's, right? All right. Marching into the sea. We'll read this and then we'll close out for the day. We're getting close. Hebrews 11:1 in the New Living Translation says that faith gives us assurance about things we cannot see, like hope, right? And hopelessness. We may find ourselves in places we cannot see the outcome. Faith says in those places, trust God's promises. Somebody asked, what Bible version are you using? I use the ESV and the CJB. I do not use the NIV or the New King James Version or even the King James Version. If I want to go back old, I go back to either the Geneva 1599 or I go back to the complete Jewish Bible because it's the complete Jewish Bible, meaning that they believe in Christ being the Messiah, but stand on their Jewish foundation, which Jesus was. But mostly, my go-to is the ESV. Mostly. Moses and the Israelites found themselves in such a place when they marched out of Egypt. They were on the banks of the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army was closing in. The Israelites could not see a way out. Only faith in God's ability to keep them safe would help. They had to believe not only that the waters would part, but that the waters would not crash upon them as they walked across the floor of the sea. By faith, the Israelites marched into place where the Red Sea had been, and they were saved. The purpose of places in which we lose our vision is to strengthen our faith. It is where you are today. Let God's promises give you assurance about the things that you cannot see. Amen. Let's read some of the comments today before we head on out. Great rise up, Jeremy. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Meemaw. Appreciate you. Thank you, sir. You're welcome. Janine says, my Bible says what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. Schedule doctor's appointment. Great rise up, says Jessica. Thank you. Hit the gym. Got to your to-do list. Eat healthy today. Take your vitamins. Trust God's promises always, says Logan. The messenger has to be given the right message in which they have to receive the right. I'm not Catholic, but we are covered in the blood of Jesus. You are my sister in Christ. Amen. Thank you for today's teaching. No problem. I really needed this today. You're welcome, Riverette. Thank you for still being here. Great lesson today, says Kelly. I feel like I say this every day. They just get better. Nancy, I have the complete Jewish Bible app. Jeremy, I saw an Instagram video you posted the other day, and all of your self-care definitely has you looking younger. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. My Bible didn't say what you're saying. Sorry to hear that. Are you no longer showing Genesis? I can't find the last 15 books of Genesis in AI form, so we might move on to Exodus. Truly, just questioned Sean, bro. Could it be that Brennan muted him? It was weird. Maybe just an error. Thank you. Yeah, I'll look into it. Lent starts tomorrow, Ash Wednesday. I forgot about that. I'm not a Catholic, but I kind of like that. I kind of like that tradition. And Barbara, Jeremy, thank you today for your lessons. I'm so glad you talked about praying through Jesus only, not Mary or anyone else. Well, that's very important. Very important. All right, where are we here? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know again I'm looking over here because all my monitors are out. So just give me a second here. Sean Farish comes up next here on LFA TV. I do want to thank you guys for joining in. I know that today this is a very slow time of the year. But folks, whether we're gathered two or more, we're gathered in the name of Christ. And God is dwelling with us. And for that, I am very thankful. So God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being here again. If you haven't clicked that thumbs up button, that like button, I just urge you to do that. Good to see 58 Dirt Rider in here. Said he followed since the backyard days. Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Sean Farish comes up next here on LFA TV. I'm going to try to work on this tech stuff for the next show because I'm going to need it. God bless you guys. And remember, pray without ceasing. See you later. Bye-bye. Sing his name, sing Jesus.